Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/IssuesETC.
Terrorists hijacked our religion. So luckily, during the last 7-8 years, with the help of our friends, Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Sikh, interfaith has become far more effective now.
On this solemn day, at this sacred hour, once more we pause, once more we pray, as a nation and as a people.
I hate Barack Obama. I'm going to pray that he dies and goes to hell.
Stop killing the abortionists, stop killing the nurses, stop killing the receptionists, and stop killing the babies. Killing is not the answer.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
We have heard our president say that abortion will not be funded under health care reform. We've heard him say that. He seems to have drawn the line in the sand there. He wants to reduce the number of abortions. He would like, I think, although the rhetoric's not original with him, abortion in the United States to be safe, legal, and rare. So when it actually comes to legislation that has the potential to change a longstanding policy in the United States about not having federal funding for abortion procedures, will the president be good to its word? And when he says to the joint session of House of Congress, it will not be, healthcare reform will not fund abortions, does that really mean what it sounds like it means? We're going to talk about a recent White House meeting on abortion and healthcare reform. Dr. Charmaine Yost here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, September the 18th. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us with questions or comments right here in the studio. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or if you're following us at Twitter, @IssuesETC is our address, @IssuesETC. Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us in a few minutes to talk about the media double standard when it comes to faith-based initiatives, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We've got 4 soundbites from this week's Issues Etc. audio. We'll play them for you, and then we want you to call or email and vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Or talk back at issuesetc.org. Charmaine Yost is president and CEO of Americans United for Life, based in Washington, D.C. Dr. Yost, welcome back.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. It's always good to be with you.
You were able to have a meeting with White House aides and officials recently on the very subject of abortion and healthcare reform, and you have heard the president say that healthcare reform will not lead to the federal funding of abortion procedures. After your meeting, is the president just repeating more Washington rhetoric, or is this a reality?
Well, you know, the problem is that the facts on the ground have to match what you say, because, you know, the devil is always in the details. And the truth of the matter is that there is abortion funding in the bills that are on Capitol Hill. So we went to the White House yesterday, had the opportunity to meet with his domestic policy advisor, and just looked her and a couple other senior aides in the eye and said, look, we're confused. The president has said this is the reality. You know, where does he really come down on this? And they ended up basically just reiterating what he said. So I just would encourage your listeners to be really well informed and really in tune to what's going on in this debate, because there's going to be a lot of assertions put out there. And we're working hard to just very carefully document everything that's in the bill and get that information out to pro-lifers to equip them.
Did you ask whether or not the president was willing to support an amendment, like a Hyde Amendment for health care reform, that would explicitly exclude abortion procedures from those things covered?
Oh, that's a perfect question, because that was precisely our agenda going in. You know, as we were talking about it ahead of time, we're thinking, okay, he has said that he, you know, doesn't support abortion funding in the bill. But what it really comes down to is what you just said. It's all about the language. How do you phrase it? What exactly does the bill language say? And the bottom line is that we've got a couple of really great pro-life heroes up on the Hill who are bipartisan. Bart Stupak is a Democrat. Joe Pitts is a Republican. The two of them have come together to push the Stupak-Pitts Amendment. And, you know, it's a real bipartisan effort, and yet the Democrats almost instantly voted it down when it was introduced on the House side. It would have worked for the federal health care program exactly as the Hyde Amendment does for the Medicaid program, as you described. So that's what we need, specific language with a specific abortion exclusion in the statutory language. And so far, we haven't seen anything like that have a fighting chance coming off the blocks.
How do you see the president's position here? I mean, thinking how he is positioned between these opposing forces. On the one side, he has the abortion industry, to which he has made some promises about abortion and about the Freedom of Choice Act and things like that. On the other side, he has members of his own party. You mentioned Bart Stupak and others who are saying healthcare reform, if they can help it, will not see the light of day in the House unless there is an explicit exclusion for abortion.
Well, he's in a really tough spot. You know, there is no doubt about that. Planned Parenthood forms a solid nucleus of his base, frankly. I mean, people with ties to Planned Parenthood now, NARAL, Emily's List, all of the organizations that form the core of the abortion lobby are part of his administration. So, you know, it's simply unrealistic to think that that they're going to sit quietly by while the holy grail for them of including abortion in health care is explicitly excluded. That's a tough spot, you know, to his left. But, you know, a big part of our message going in, we took a petition that people have been signing on our website, around 39,000 people signed, you know, specifically directed to the president asking him to veto any legislation that does not have an explicit exclusion in it. I firmly believe, you know, and I really make an appeal to your listeners to stay involved on this issue. This could be a long fight that goes, you know, as far as Christmas. But unless the moderate Republicans and pro-life Democrats hear from their constituents and know that pro-lifers are really paying attention, that's just got to happen.
He has said, you know, that he doesn't want federal funding for abortion in health care reform. I guess what I'm wondering is, what's to stop the president right now from saying, look, guys, I want to see this thing pass through. I want everybody's cooperation. I would like pro-lifers in on this, too. Let's just exclude it. He can take the lead here, can't he?
Well, he could, and that was really our objective. Going in was to encourage him to consider that as a possibility, and they were just completely noncommittal on that point. But it goes back to the political realities on the ground. He's really, to a large degree, going to be forced to choose between abortion and his health care reform bill. There's other issues that are also weighing into the debate really strongly. You know, the big Tea Party movement, looking at the expense of it. But I firmly believe that the pro-life opposition to this bill is really significant. And I've been arguing that we are facing a titanic political showdown coming up in the couple months ahead as we look at this issue.
You were also able to deliver a petition to the aides to the president. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. It's so critical that we help them to understand the pro-lifers are paying attention, that the president really needs to give us details. It's not enough to just say, well, I oppose federal funding. Because right now what we're seeing is healthcare reform proponents are coming up with a lot of creative accounting schemes that are designed to be an end run around the Hyde Amendment. See, the Hyde Amendment, they keep saying the Hyde Amendment protects us and maintains the status quo. Well, the truth of the matter is the Hyde Amendment is a temporary measure that only applies to Medicaid coming through HHS authorizations. The health care reform is a completely separate new kind of new kind of thing. It has a new funding stream, a new bureaucracy, new, and it's all new because the Hyde Amendment has for so many years been a thorn in their side.
So when you left the White House yesterday after your meeting with the aides to the president, did you leave encouraged or discouraged?
I would call it concerned. Our belief that we are facing a really big political showdown was only intensified as we just heard from them a reiteration of the president's current position, which doesn't reflect reality on Capitol Hill.
Dr. Charmaine Yost is president and CEO of Americans United for Life, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Americans United for Life under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click on demand. Dr. Yost, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
Well, you know, the president has called for common ground. Do you remember the big speech that he made at Notre Dame University? Common ground was his vision for the future on this issue, where the debate, he wanted to see the debate go and take place there and aim for common ground. A small patch, it's a very small patch, but a small patch of common ground could be, let's not fund abortion federally with taxpayer dollars. Now, that's not much from my perspective as a pro-lifer, but it would be a huge mistake to change that longstanding policy. And for the president to do what he says he wants to do, and that is find common ground, let's offer it to him. Let's say, President Obama, here's one place where we can both stand, given all the other ways we disagree, no federal funding for abortion in health care reform or any place else. When we come back, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us. We'll talk about the media double standard for faith-based initiatives. Then we'll play Soundbite of the Week. It's Friday afternoon, September the 18th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial will match 50 cents on each dollar you donate to Lutheran Public Radio, up to $300. So, if you donate $300 to Lutheran Public Radio, Thrivent will send us an additional check for $150. For more information, look for the Thrivent Giving Plus gift form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Make your gift to us go further with Thrivent Giving Plus.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Every Tuesday, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. issuesetc.org. Click on demand and look for Teaching a Sunday School Lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen. Issues Etc. online at issuesetc.org.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.